Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're so glad to be continuing this teaching this week. We finished off on Tuesday with a powerful statement from Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. So they said, despite which way it goes, it will not be documented about us.
That's right.
That we bowed to a foreign god. It will be documented about us that we were true in the faith until the very end. But it wasn't the end, because God was there. The fourth man was in the fire. And that's where we're going to get into today. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment that was broadcasted. And we want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., where you can hear the word in its entirety and then go along with us throughout the week as we continue to study the word. And I know that's how I learn the Bible, from listening to the message, being in church on Sunday morning, taking notes, and then going back over those notes all throughout the week, and being in church not just for one service on Sunday, but for every service that we had on Sundays and back again on Wednesday night, and then going over those notes. So yeah, it's great that people could read the Bible in a year, but we also need to be able to apply a verse or two throughout the year.
Yes, consistent. Yes.
All right, continuing on, we left off in Daniel chapter 3 and picking up at verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So let's just stop right there to create some imagery in our mind of what's taking place. The furnace, which was already hot, is being heated seven times hotter than it's usually heated. He sends these mighty men of valor who were in his army. So these were army-trained men to go bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
And then their job, these army men, their job is to cast them into the burning fiery furnace, which has been heated seven times hotter than previously. Verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So it specifically notes that they had on a lot of flammable garments. They had their coats, they had their pants, they had their turbans and other garments. So they had on flammable garments. They're going to be cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So the army escort that's bringing them up, as soon as they open the door there of the fiery furnace, the flame that comes out consumes the army men who are there to escort them, to cast them in. but they do not burn. They go in.
Yeah.
Verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So this is before Jesus Christ is born into the earth. But he sees, Nebuchadnezzar sees a fourth man in the fire, and he identifies him as being like the Son of God. So three men are cast in.
Yeah.
He's observing through some type way to be able to view what's taking place inside the furnace. And he says to his people around him, hey, didn't we throw three guys in there? But look, I see four men and they're loose. So we know that we bound the three men. We know that those who threw them in the fiery furnace died at the door. But now he's seeing with his own eyes four men loose walking around in the fiery furnace that was tied up seven times, turned up seven times hotter than before.
So that's another scare tactics. Mm-hmm. You see, okay, it just didn't decide that, oh, we're going to put them in the fire furnace. Because I believe Nebuchadnezzar think that would change their mind when he says, eat that furnace up seven mm-hmm. times more than mm-hmm. it normally would. So that is enough to scare them from mm-hmm. going, from saying they're not going to bow, because now this is real. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Human. And we got to think in the human way, humanly, as it hits your mind. And now, what's going to make you not bow? What's going to make you say, throw me in? Mm-hmm. There got to be something that you know that is greater than the circumstances. That's mm-hmm. right. You got to know something. Mm-hmm. I know it. You have. So that put us in a place here today where we can safely say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew something mm-hmm. that was greater than the circumstances, far greater. And they knew the other side of what they know is better than bowing.
Mm-hmm. And they also knew what they expected was to be saved, but they said if we're not,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The outcome, God has a way of showing us, give us a glimpse of the outcome. God has a way of giving his children who has faith in him a glimpse of it.
To see it before we see it.
Yes, see it before we see it. Mm-hmm. Last week when we studied Abraham offering up Isaac as his son, what make a man ready to offer up his son? He got to see something beyond that. And for sure, Abraham gave us a clue when he says to the lad that was traveling, he says, stay here, my son and I going to worship, and we are coming back. So he see that the faith that he has in God is greater than the circumstances. The faith that he has in God, the trust that he has in God, is greater than the circumstances. I believe we can go through great storm when we exhibit faith in God, knowing God, knowing, understanding the power of the Almighty. And I think these three guys know that. Takes me back to another example in the Bible, David. Mm-hmm. What gave David that courage and strength to go up against Goliath when an army is running from Goliath? Think about it. An entire army is running away from Goliath. That's why Goliath was that big bully come out every day to say, is there anyone? Is there anyone in Israel?
Two times a day he was out there.
Two times.
Yeah.
He came out like a big bully. You know, he says, can anyone come? Where is the army of Israel? One guy. And there was no one. But that day, David happened to hear him. And David said, who is that guy up there? And he said, you know, he says, that's Goliath, man. That's a giant. David said, no, he's an uncircumcised Philistine, defying the name of my God. This is different now. Ooh, that's different. Read that story. David was indignant, man. He says, that's guy. Who is he? He's an uncircumcised Philistine that defying the name of my God that I serve. I'm going to go get him. I'm going to go get him. So we know why that David, Diana, know God. Mm-hmm. You got to know God before you can utter those words.
He had the encounter with the bear. He had the encounter with the lion.
Yeah.
And when we look through the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1, they had an adversity that they overcame in Babylon. In Daniel chapter 2, they had another adversity that they overcame in Babylon. And here we are in Daniel chapter 3. So each time they continued, the fire was turned up, not just in the furnace, but through each adversity. In chapter 1, they were all brought in as captives.
Yeah.
And because of the spirit of excellence of God being upon them, they were given positions of leadership when they came in as slaves. So that took place in chapter 1. They're seeing the elevation. In chapter 2, there's the dream that Nebuchadnezzar has, and he's looking for an answer, and it came through Daniel. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.